My name is James Graylian, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, the best kind of radio.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in a new Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Socrates every Monday night. This month playing Goodbye Horses, The Many Lives of Q. Lazarus, Other Like Me, The Oral History of Coombe Transmissions and Throbbing Gristle, All Dolled Up, The New York Doll Story, and Heartworn Highways. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Brian Hartman of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. And establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello, hello. You are tuned into A Frequently Visited Dream on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra. My name's Alex, and I'm here every month on the second Wednesday at 7 p.m. playing music and poetry on a different theme. Some themes are more abstract and others are more literal. Tonight's is more literal. The show will be called Virtual Playground, and I'm playing only music from video games. Tried to work in a few poems as well. This beneath me is the 7 p.m. on a sunny day theme from Animal Crossing New Horizons, a game that came out on Nintendo Switch in 2020 and saved many of our lives right around the start of COVID. Hope you stick around and enjoy the show. That was a song from a game called Moon Remix RPG Adventure. It's by an artist called Melagrana, and in the title's in Japanese, and I wasn't able to translate it, but in the game it's just track 31. But Moon Remix RPG Adventure is a game I've been recently obsessed with. It was developed by a small game company in Japan called Love Delic, and it was released in 1997. But ported to the Nintendo Switch in 2020. And a key feature of this game is collecting moon discs, or MDs for short, which you can listen to as you explore the map and complete quests. So outside of certain cutscenes and special areas, you soundtrack the game. And I'm going to play a few more songs from that game a little later on, just so you get an idea of the breadth of the soundtrack. Before that was a classic, Dire Dire Docks, the underwater level theme, composed by Koji Kondo for Super Mario 64, published by Nintendo. I was on the afternoon show with Kieran last week, and I told him I was going to be playing video game music, and he was like, you should play some Mario Brothers. And I was like, no disrespect to the Mario Brothers, but I'm probably not going to play them. But here I am. So, shout out to Kieran. Before that was a song called Light of Life, composed, I believe, by Hirokazu Tanaka for a game called Earthbound, Nintendo game from 1994 for the Super NES. I have more thoughts on Earthbound, which I'll share later. But before that, we heard a song called Clarity by Kettle from a game called Ib and Ob, developed by a Dutch game company called Sparpweed for the PS3, and it came out in 2014. Next, we have some music from a game called Acid, which came out on PlayStation in 1999. Haven't actually played this game, and I don't know too much information about it, but I was doing some research a few months ago on video games with, like, Acid House and Drum and Bass and Jungle, and I just came across this game, and it has a fun soundtrack.
Thank you. Professor Oak's poems have one thing in common, the ability to reassure and relax people. Such as, Blastoise fight or hide away to fight again some other day. Obviously, one meaning is literally to be careful, but the deeper message is for all people to save their strength for those difficult times in life when they will really need it.
That was another song from Moon Remix RPG Adventure called Warp Wet Woods by The Sleepwalk. And my friend Gus told me to play that game, and he sent me that song. And I was like, okay, I need to play this game immediately. That song rules. Yeah, it's by an artist called The Sleepwalk, and I just this week learned that The Sleepwalk has other albums. Very cool, experimental shoegaze kind of stuff. Before that, we heard a Professor Oak poem from the Pokemon TV show. Professor Oak's poems are somewhat of a meme in the Pokemon franchise. And before that, we heard the internet settings menu music for the Nintendo Wii. Just a song that's so good, I can't believe it's for the internet settings configuration menu. Alright, now we're entering what I'm calling the dub section. So I'm going to play three more songs from this game called Earthbound that I love. First of all, I love the game for its balance of irreverence and profoundness. But the music is great too, and I read this interview recently with the game's composers, and they cited King Tubby's Prophecy of Dub and The Secret Dub Life of the Flying Lizards as influence, which I think is super cool. So this is a song called Pyramid.
Thank you. pantry. Do you have a Starmie poem for us today, Professor?
I sure do, Mary. Put your fighting faith in Starmie to make sure that you're safe from Harmie.
I hate to say it, but that poem, it was kind of awful, huh?
Beba?
That was the Game Over, You Lose music from 1080 Snowboarding, a game published by Nintendo for N64 in 1998. When it comes to snowboarding games, I am more of an SSX kind of gal, and I love the soundtrack to those games, but I felt that they were all a bit high-key for tonight. Before that was another one of Professor Oak's poems from Pokemon. And before that was a song called Hanging Waters from a game called Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future, which came out for Dreamcast in 2003. That's the soundtrack to the most difficult level of the game. Although I have yet to play Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future, but I sure look forward to being a dolphin defending the future. Before that was another classic from Donkey Kong Country, the water level theme. That game came out for Super NES in 1994. I believe the composer is Grant Kirkhope. And then before that, there's a few like reggae dub style songs from the game Earthbound. I've talked to some people about Earthbound, and some people don't know the game, but if you've played Super Smash Bros. And you know the character Ness, who's like the little boy with a baseball bat, that's his game. And I think it's great. Next up, we have a song from a game called Yume Nikki 2, which is... The game is a fan-made collaborative sequel to a game called Yume Nikki. I hope I'm saying that right. It came out in 2007, a freeware game made by this mysterious Japanese game designer called Kikiyama. It's made using RPG Maker, and it's a very exploratory game where you explore a girl's dreams. So this is from the fan-made sequel called Yume Nikki 2, sometimes called Yumetuki. And the song is the Cat Cemetery theme. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, okay, last one, folks. With bony hands, I hold my partner. On soulless feet, we cross the floor. The music stops, as if to answer. An empty knocking at the door. It seems his skin was sweet as mango when last I held him to my breast. But now, we dance this grim fandango. And will for years before we rest.
That was great.
Really? This time I just don't have any more.
Well, catch you later, hip chick.
Keep practicing that lingo, man. You'll get it.
That was Olivia's poem from Grim Fandango, a 1998 PC game. Shout out to Spheres on Discord for sending me that so I could embed some real video game poetry into the show. And before that, we heard Father Give Me the Power of God by the Riverside Inanui People from the Moon Remix RPG Adventure. It's a Santo Daime hymn, which is a syncretic religion originating in the Amazonian state of Acre in Brazil. I think it's really cool that a game developed in the 90s in Japan would have this recording of a hymn from a super remote part of the Amazon. This is Alex, and you've been listening to A Frequently Visited Dream on WGXC. Thank you so much for listening. I'm here every second Wednesday at 7 p.m., playing music and poems on a different theme every month. Stick around for Defenestrated coming up next with Owen. We'll let the song